This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Some of you out there have always wanted to play nice with the leftist. You thought, and it can't be that bad. I've got friends of theirs, blah, blah, blah. You think they're reasonable. People you can have a conversation with, reach out with, we can find our common ground, and so on and so forth. The McCainites, the Romneyites, etc. You know what? You're waking up in this new day and time, and you're finding out exactly what I've been telling you for over a decade. Right here on the Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, for those that are new, this is where you can find out more about us. I've been telling you this for decades. I've been telling you that you can't reason with, it's like trying to reason with a John Gacy, a serial killer, as he's going to kill you. The more you try to reason with him, the more it thrills him. He's like, I want to see that fear in your eyes. I want to see you really trying to get out of this, because he's set on destruction of you. Oh, come on, Kev, you're exaggerating it, man. Yeah? Do you feel that way now? BLM and Antifa can go out and beat the crap out of you. They can kill people in the streets. They can loot. They can burn down buildings. They can destroy businesses. But you are the terrorist. And even when they plant those people inside of your groups, conservative groups, that are peacefully marching, they will still blame you. They did this when Trump was running in 2016. They talked about how dangerous the Trump supporters were as they planted people. Proven, folks. This isn't conjecture by me. Go ahead and censor me. YouTube, Google, Instagram, Instapuke, TikTok, whatever. The truth? You want to censor the truth? If you think you can censor the truth, good luck. Lots of changes happening now. I'm going to talk about social media, but I want to stick on this topic for a bit. Because, see, the new perception by the left is that conservatives are terrorists. They were sponsored and encouraged by Trump to be that. And he's unhinged and shouldn't have control of the nuclear button. And we better get rid of him. We better get rid of him by the 25th Amendment. We better get rid of him by an impeachment. We better destroy him. Yep. Storming the Capitol is the new battle cry for leftism, and guess what? The people that you've been fundraising for decades, the people that you've been supporting for decades, the Republicans, they completely abandoned you. They abandoned Trump. And you know what they said? Oh, we were going to, you know, vote against, you know, this voter fraud, but then they stormed the Capitol. Really? So let's just say that we had stormed the Capitol. What is that in comparison to the crap that the Black Lives Matter movement and the Antifa movement have done all over this country? How do you think that worked out? But we didn't storm the Capitol, and they know it. I love Schumer.
The people who stormed the Capitol will be brought to justice. The Capitol police who allowed this to happen will be brought to justice.
They are a lie. They are in cahoots with both of them. That's your cover story. We'll get them.
We'll make sure it'll never happen again. This is an outrage.
And they blame us, knowing that they planted it, knowing that they planned it. But you're the culprit. And the media, of course, is going to help them. They're going to set it up. Oh, look at these. This is despicable. Can you think about the rhetoric that's going around this? A couple of statues stolen or whatever. Which, by the way, they didn't storm the Capitol. They were let in. But whatever damage that was done to the Capitol. Oh, they defaced Pelosi's thing. That should tell you, I mean, look, it's a ruse. But whatever's been done, does it rise to the level of everybody coming out saying, look, this is outrageous, Nikki Haley. Holy crap, Nikki Haley. President Trump, put her on the map. She comes out, the president should not allow this to happen. How many ways can Trump say, look, I don't condone this? The words come out of his mouth where he says, I don't condone it. You need to stop. You need to go home. Look at that man condoning terror. It doesn't even matter what he says. It doesn't matter that his actions in no way provoke this. Now they're saying Ted Cruz did it. Why? Because they fear him. Tom Cotton rolled over to get his belly rubbed, so there's no need to fear him. He's sold out now. And you know what you've been doing? You've been sending your hard-earned money to this Republican Party thinking that they're going to change something. And meanwhile, groups like mine that can actually get out there and make a difference are ignored. Because we think, oh, these politicians, man, surely if we give them enough support, they'll do it. They've hated Trump for one reason. I've explained it on this show many times going back to 2016 when he got elected. Politicians, it doesn't matter who they are. They don't like it when you buck the chain of command. How dare Donald Trump think he can go from no political office to the top office in the land? That didn't just make leftists lose their minds. That made Republicans lose their mind. They had fought and clawed and you know, killed and maimed to get to where they were. He wasn't supposed to be next in line. And look what he does. He goes in and he actually is effective. He does things. He makes a difference. How dare he do that? Trump's own people plotting against him. And we're believing we got a shot, man. We got a shot. I can tell you this. Take heart, people. You know this. You did not lose. That spirit that resides in you, that fire that Trump lit in your belly, it is there. It'll be there for a while. And there are millions of brothers and sisters that support you. And some of them are willing to go the extra mile. Some of them are warriors. And they will see enough. And they will galvanize other people and see enough. And I'm just telling you, don't think that the left think they've won. What the left did is they poked a tiger. And this thing they're doing now, this purge, and we're going to talk about this, it shows you their true colors. That's what it does. Storming the Capitol, the battle cry. That's the reason why Donald Trump has to go. That's the reason why you need to be purged and you need to be silenced. You're going to be taught a lesson, conservatives. So my question to you is, what are you going to do about it? You're going to keep supporting these leftists? Or are you going to start thinking about what I've been telling you, which is supporting the warriors that are out there really changing the culture, that are fearless in doing it? Because let me tell you something. Most of these people are never going to say the things you hear me say and some of these other radio hosts and the real people fighting for you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-400-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Nobody said life was going to be easy. The Bible doesn't promise it. There's no promise of an easy life. I don't know that there's ever been an easy life per se. There are people who go through life with more ease than others because they have a comfort in something generally bigger than themselves, and they chalk it up to, you know, to fate. And they say, you know what, it's God's will. I mean, I've seen people go through some traumatic stuff. Brushes with death. Women who survive sexual assault. And I've seen some of these so-called victims, and they don't appear to be victims. They say to themselves, hey, it is what it is. I have to go through. I understand my life may not be... What happened to me may not be something I would have ever wanted for myself, but it happened, and I will get through it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You will get through whatever life throws at you. These stupid masks and all the changes in your lifestyle. By the way, does it feel coordinated? When you think about the Wu flu, does it feel coordinated when you think about the statistics and the mask and the mandatory shutdowns and lockdowns, enslavement, call it whatever you want? You now, I know in my neck of the woods, in the Chandler Unified School District, you have to teach your own kids again. You pay the taxes and you got to do it. Does it feel coordinated? Does the big steal that happened in the election of 2020 feel coordinated? Did the going after Trump with Russian collusion, did it feel coordinated? Did a busload of people who, Antifa people, who were led into the Capitol by the police feel coordinated? And then all the hoopla that follows, does it feel coordinated? Don't you want to know how all this stuff gets coordinated? I got to tell you, Melissa and I were talking about it. What a machine the leftists have. If it weren't, and she made this comment, if it weren't that, you know, it's so destructive and evil, you'd have to stop and admire it. I mean, think about it. Hey, I have an idea. Hey, conservatives, how about we build a machine for ourselves? I know it's a novel idea that we actually get together and we work together as opposed to separately with all the egos. And we say to ourselves, here's the message of conservatism. We're going to push it out. And we're going to push it out in such a way that, like Horton hears a who, the little who is going to speak the loudest because it's going to get out and people are going to realize we do exist and we matter. We could coordinate. Black folks talked about doing this years ago, you know, when we were being really oppressed. We said, let's keep our money in our own communities, et cetera. And we did a great job of it back in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s. Guess what, conservatives? You can take that same approach. You can say, you know what? We're going to coordinate. And here's how we're going to do it. We're going to start by abandoning all the stuff of the left. They think they're influencing us. Nobody's listening to them. Their own generation of kids may be listening, but let me tell you, they're all going to get a rude awakening because leftism is going to slap you straight in the face. See, when I talk about those people that suffer traumas in their lives, let me tell you where that comes from. It comes from leftism. It comes from duplicity. And when things happen in your life, let me explain something to you, conservatives. It's generally because you succumbed to something on the left. You weren't following good, solid, spiritual, moral, ethical principle, and you brought something on yourself. And you know what? You learn a lesson from it, and you go, oof, I don't want to do that again. I better go back to the right. I better go back to my spiritual, moral, ethical core, whatever. I'm God-centric, but if you, whatever it takes to float your boat. But see, the leftists are never going to have that until they wake up. Until things become untenable on their side of things. And we have to force that. Now, they're going to be back in charge of government. They think they're in charge. Let me tell you why they're not. Because you have individual choice of where you do things. You can say, I don't want your medical care. I'm not going to go to Target and shop. I'm not going to watch your stupid Hollywood crap. I'm not going to do all these different things. You don't have to follow that. You can just say, I abandon you. That's the simplest thing you can do. And it's a personal choice. I talked about it the other day, these guys that still want to watch football or basketball or wear the jerseys and buy the jerseys and take their kids to buy Nikes and all this other stuff. Stop doing it. You want to teach them a lesson? It's that easy. That's where you begin. You begin at the beginning. How about we make that happen? How about we build a coordinated machine all ourselves? How about we no longer rely on Google as our search engine, Facebook for our information, Twitter, etc., and we start supporting each other? How about we do that? Is that a good place to start? Because, see, storming the Capitol is going to be the new battle cry for leftism. They're going to say, you are the radicals. You are the people that stormed the Capitol. We have to get things back in order as every town, every city where these people reside is nothing but chaos. I was on a TV show the other day. You know what we were talking about? The crime rates in big cities. already covered Chicago. Murders up 50-something percent. It's so bad they can't even calculate the numbers themselves. Talk to a group, 55, you know, it's up 55%. No, it's up 51%. It's up 59%. What, are we quibbling over it? Number of carjackings, number of people actually shot. They don't have the number. We just know it's over 4,000. Let's just round. Here's what we can safely say. It's over 4,000. You would think, golly, you know, you'd know how many people got shot. At least reported shot. You would think they'd have enough data to say, yep, these people checked into the hospital. They were recorded shot. They can't even do it. They don't have the number of murders, the number of people shot, the number of any of this violent crime. But and what's interesting about it is, who cares about the numbers? What I can tell you is the crime is up. They don't seem to care. But they do care that you might have stormed the Capitol, which you didn't. They did it. And, of course, the new narrative is we're going to get them. We'll get the culprits. We'll get the people who let them in. You know what they're going to do to the people that stormed the Capitol? They're going to give them medals. You know, the cops that let them in, they're going to get promoted. Just like Susan Rice and Hillary Clinton got promotions when people died in Benghazi. What are we not talking about, by the way? You're not talking about voter fraud anymore, are you? You know it happened. You're not talking about the people that were killed in Benghazi. You're not talking about Fast and Furious. You're not talking about veterans who died on waiting lists. But you will be talking about conservatives getting oppressed again. And you better have a solution. You better be ready with a solution. Here, I was talking about that machine. I have an idea. Let's build one ourselves. Are you interested, conservatives? Are you finally getting to the point where you say, you know what, I better send Kevin a note and tell him I'm game. I better go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, sign up, and say, you know what? Keep me posted as we build the machine. Because we can build a better machine than they have. Because our machine will be built on truth. You ready to build that machine? I am. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is visiting the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas on Tuesday as one of his last official acts to make sure Americans remember the wall. With 8 days remaining in office, the president set to highlight the completion of more than 450 miles of border fencing and walls along the frontier with Mexico, one of the president's signature promises of his presidency. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says the government is catching up in the race. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says the government is catching up in the race to vaccinate people against the coronavirus.
We're in a race against this virus, and quite frankly, we're behind, but we're accelerating. The good news is that 700,000 people are getting vaccinated every single day.
Dr. Adams speaking on Fox and Friends, USA Radio News. The FBI is warning of armed protests at all 50 state capitals and in Washington, D.C. in the days leading up to President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. Eric Jackson is a former FBI special agent in charge. He tells USA Radio News why this release is even being made public.
Well, the predominant reason that the FBI is putting this notice out is it's our way of communicating with local, state, and other federal law enforcement agencies to make them aware of any intelligence that the FBI is receiving and sharing that intelligence to make sure that there's adequate response to the threat.
House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Benny Thompson says Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley should end up on a no-fly list for their actions surrounding last week's assault on the Capitol by supporters of President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Say it ain't so. The Capitol Police who died didn't die from being attacked. They said he was hit with a fire extinguisher. Holy cow. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Wow, you can't believe anything you hear in the media these days, can you? Capitol Police died. It was an attack. It was a siege. All the stuff that just we get sold on. Wow. In that, they said Pelosi's laptop was stolen. But before I get into that, because that's going to be the controversy this week, because, you know, you're hearing about the Insurrection Act. I don't know if it's happened or not. Is it official yet or what? I don't know. But that it was signed. A lot of troops. A lot of troops amassed in D.C. I don't know whether... How do you look at it? Because America's changed. Are those troops for us? Are those troops for the criminals that attempted to steal the election? I would hope it's the latter. Because we all know Biden didn't get 80 million votes. Come on, y'all. Please. Negro, please. Anyway, this guy, this cop, Capitol Hill police officer, was responding to the call, and it got him so worked up, they said he had a stroke. But the media reported it as if, you know, he was confronted by radical Tea Party people, and they killed him. And they even reported, as I said, that he was hit with a fire extinguisher. Nothing in this report is true. The man died of natural causes from the stress of his job. Unbelievable. It just goes to show you how far they're willing to go to paint us as radicals. Storming the Capitol, which, as I said a second ago, or a few seconds ago, it's probably been a minute, that Pelosi's laptop was stolen. I don't know what to believe on our side either. Makes sense. I mean, if you're going to go in there and they're all cowering down and they went to Pelosi's office and they took her laptop. Here's my thing. They don't need to steal her laptop to know that they stole the election. I was talking about this to a friend of mine. I said, look, if you're Donald Trump, the one thing Donald Trump said, they asked him one day about 3 years ago, what's the most surprising thing? He said, the level of vitriol against me, I didn't realize how bad it was, how bad these people were until I became president. That's what he said. He says, I miscalculated that. Now, what that means is he had to recalibrate his meter and say, you know what, if these guys are this bad, I have to rethink my strategy here. So what's he do? He does this executive order that says you can't have foreign interference in our elections, and it covers everything. I mean, it's like the Patriot Act. There's no way around this thing. Zuckerberg should be in prison. All the media, all the talking heads. I mean, it literally will be thousands of people in prison if they just execute on that particular thing. Then what does Trump do? He says, I know how they're going to cheat. They're going to talk about ballots, mail-in ballots. And they're going to dump us. They're going to inundate us with mail-in ballots. They're going to be fraudulent. So he told us the playbook. And then what did they do? He said, well, you know, will you win the election? He goes, yeah, I'll win the election. If they don't cheat like crazy, I'll win the election easy. So he does win the election, but they cheated like crazy. So it looks like he lost it. Now, he does all that setup. He's got the bully pulpit of the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, all these guys. I mean, I know there's crooked people working in there, but he's got some good people that he supposedly put in there. And he can't prove it takes stealing Nancy Pelosi's laptop during, you know, with only days left. That's what it takes for him to prove. I don't believe it. I don't buy it. I know there are people, yeah, they took the laptop. They got the goods. Maybe that solidifies the goods, but that ain't the goods. Now, what I would say, and it is being talked, and we're going to go back to this, you know, these security measures of the Capitol and all that, because there's some stories around that. But supposedly, Trump says, I got to let the system play out. I could go for that. I could see him saying, yeah, I'm going to let everybody do their part. So there will be no question when I bring this data forward that they were all part of it. They all knew. Including people like Mike Pence and Mark Meadows and others. There are rumors around, folks, that Donald Trump was surrounded by nothing but snakes. I've already explained it. They're all mad at him. They're mad at him for jumping ahead. It's like when a new CEO is brought in from the outside of a company. People are, well, I mean, I don't understand why they didn't just promote from within. Let me tell you why you don't promote from within. Because you've been an incestuous cesspool. That's why. You say, we need new leadership, new blood, somebody who's going to come in here, look at our organization, not from cronyism, not from the way we've been doing things for 1,000 years, but from fresh perspective. Now, corporations do it, and if they're smart about it, they tend to improve. But keep in mind, the politics inside of a corporation can make it tough for a new leader. But it ain't nothing compared to what they tried to do to Donald Trump. Nothing. Both sides working against him. Both sides colluding. That would be like manufacturing, sales, and distribution all saying, we're going to torpedo the guy. We don't care if it brings the company down. That's the way unions work, by the way. They don't care. As long as we get what we want, if you put a puppet in there and he gives us what we want, we'll take the company down slower. Nancy Pelosi admitted on 60 Minutes on Sunday that she wanted to impeach Trump in order to prevent him from running again in 2024. That's a blatant lie. She doesn't care if Trump runs in 2024. If Trump loses now, it doesn't matter what he does in 2024. There's nothing he can do to win. If he can't win with 70 some million, I think it's 80 million votes. What do you think is going to happen? You think he's? I mean, they've got it licked. The machines are easily tweakable. She doesn't care about him running in 2024. What she cares about is ruining his reputation, so anything he does right now looks like he's a dictator. He's going to be making a dictator move. This whole Capitol Hill thing was all planned. Here's the deal. It would impress me greatly if we learn that Trump knew that they would try something during this whole march, because he invited the people up. He's like, hey, January 6th is going to be a big day. I'll see you there. That's what he told people coming up. But if he knew that they were going to plant insurgents into that, and he says, I've got rumor they're going to breach the Capitol, and then he says, okay, well, we'll have a group of people that go in with them, and they'll go to Pelosi's office and steal her computers, and we'll have a little bit more evidence directly from her computer. Congratulations to him if he were thinking that far ahead. But I don't think they were. Maybe somebody else on the team was like, let's get Pelosi's laptops. That'll tell us what we need to know. I don't know. You would think that the IT department within Congress would have safeguards. Why would you have to break in to get into Pelosi's laptop? The Chinese break into stuff with ease. What was just recently broken into? Like all of the, I mean, it was like all the government stuff has been completely compromise, and we're talking about we got to break in and steal steal Pelosi stuff outright. I'm tired of speculation anyway. I want verification that her laptop was stolen or those of her staffers. I want verification. Is it possible? Yeah. Anyway, here's what they said. 2 days before Congress was set to formalize Joe Biden's his president-elect or whatever, Capitol Police Chief Stephen's son was growing increasingly worried about the size of the pro-Trump crowd that was going to stream into Washington. To be on the safe side, he asked the House and Senate security official for permission to request the National Guard be placed on standby in case he needed a quick backup. He says, but they refused him. They turned him down. He said, he's resigned his post, by the way. He says they were reluctant to take formal steps to put the guard on call, even as police and intelligence suggested the crowd had invited to protest, his defeat would be larger than earlier demonstrations. And look, we're calm and peaceful. We've had over a million people in D.C. before protesting nonsense like this, and we weren't violent. Funny how they try to paint us that way. But anyway, the guy requested this, and he didn't get it. And supposedly, we breached the Capitol building, and we put it under siege, had people scurrying and scared for their lives, and we stole Nancy Pelosi's laptop and some of her staffers. And now we're going to release the Kraken. We'll see.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The most admired man in America this year. I don't know if it was last year. When did they give out the award? But whenever it was, the most admired man, he has troops in D.C. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to it. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, part of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And we are discussing the most admired man and his troops in D.C. And last time I checked, the President of the United States remains Commander-in-Chief. That's who controls the 7,000-plus troops that now reside in Washington, D.C. With friends of mine have videotaped and said, check this out, man. This is insane. So people are wondering what's going on. Some Americans believe that President Trump's going to get his second term. They believe this despite Trump's very conciliatory speech saying, let's all work together, blah, blah, blah. In the speech, he called for unity. He vowed to make a smooth transition to the next administration. Interestingly, not mentioning Biden by name. That's got some people wondering, what in the world? What in the world going on here? Now, well, with the other thing that they did that was kind of a bit of a warning was he declared that he would not attend Biden's inauguration. Maybe it's because the president is thinking, this inauguration is not going to happen. Maybe, I don't know. But we get a new development, and what may signal President Trump's final straw. He's just like, this is a straw that broke the camel's back. And the attack on him by leftists, because he is under attack. The leader of the free world can't get on social media platforms? What? What next? CNN and MSNBC and all the other networks that... where he's supposed to be delivering messages saying, no, we're not going to cover it. Can you imagine if any of these people said, we're going to kick Barack Obama off? They know this guy is a crook. He's a worst president in the history of this country. Can you imagine? Wow. The fallout would be tremendous. They said more and more. This is a tweet. From the 10th, more and more military arrive in Washington, D.C. Something about to happen. The arrests all begin. Traitors must pay their guilt. This is what a guy tweeted. Trump must continue 4 more years. This is the will of the people. Okay, well, it's certainly something I'd like to see. I told you guys, wouldn't it? I want you to just go with me. Let's go into fantasy land for just a second and imagine that these 7,000 troops have surrounded D.C. By the way, I heard D.C. was declared a no-fly zone for a period of time the other day. I don't know why. I don't know who was coming in or out. But there were no commercial jets landing in D.C. You can get this figured out for yourself. I don't know. I didn't validate it, but I heard it. But I want you to, let's just go into our fantasy land here, and let's imagine that these troops are there. They are there for a reason, that the president has invoked the Insurrection Act. I don't know if he has or he hasn't. And that at some moment, he's going to pull the trigger, and everybody involved starts getting arrested. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Barack Obama, all of them. I know, when you throw in Barack Obama, people go, oh, come on, Kerry. That's just, I ain't going to arrest him. I don't know. But I'm just saying, we're just having a dream here. So we get all these people arrested. Comey. Okay, let's just play devil's advocate. And let's say that it's Comey. It's Peter Strzok. It's Andy McCabe. It's maybe Adam Schiff. Jerry Nadler. Some of those. We've already got Klein Smith. And then let's say that it's Hillary Clinton. A few others. Maybe it's a governor or two. Maybe they bring in a few governors like Ducey. They bring in Whitmer. They bring in Kemp. They bring in a few secretaries of states. Maybe they've lured them to Washington for some reason. They've all come in, and then they canceled all the flights. Won't let them out. And then over the next few days, they just decide, you know what? We're going to clamp down. Let's start making arrests. From what I hear, they started making arrests in Italy. I don't know if this is true. Look it up. But if it is, and we play our little fantasy game, it would all make sense, wouldn't it? I don't know why you would amass 7,000 troops in D.C. for no reason. I mentioned that one of my nieces is in her husband's in the military, and they were moving to the next relocation. She says, I haven't seen this many military moving and without it being some sort of a war. She says, I haven't seen this. Military's moving around. I don't know what's going to happen. People believe that the president let the left play out their scenario to the bitter end. That's what they're thinking. And who could blame him? Speaking of the bitter end, who could blame him for being bitter? He trusted the system that was going to vet the swamp rats. You know, he thought the system would, I shouldn't say that, it's not vet the swamp rats, but he trusted a system that would vet out the swamp rats, that would, you know, showcase them. And once they were showcased, it would take care of it, that the justice system would say, okay, these people did wrong, and this is what they deserve. Obvious cheating occurred, but you can't talk about it. You go on social media and say that, you're banned. But even if you didn't believe that the Democrats cheated, even if you didn't, let's for the example, let's say I was running a race. And I know I out-leaned the guy, you know, in terms of my race. It was a close race, which this wasn't, by the way. Trump crushed Joe Biden. But let's say it was a close race. And Trump, you know, he's at the finish line and he out-leans Biden. And they say, but they give the race to Biden. And Trump says, well, I beat him. Look at the film. Just look at you can look at the film. You got the film. No, we know Biden won. There's no reason to look at the film. There's no race in the Olympics or wherever. If they got a photo finish, have you watched Kentucky Derby? Any of these races, stock car, the dragsters, etc. They stop that camera in thousandths of a second and they go, yep, there it is. There's your winner. We have instant replay in baseball. It's not left up to speculation. They overturned it. They audit it. They look at it. They let the audience see it. Everybody looks at it. But you don't do it in the most important thing. So as I was pointing out, even if you didn't believe the Democrats cheated, what's wrong with an audit to verify some of these claims? We all want an answer to how does 10,315 dead people vote? I'm not telling you that maybe all 10,315 of them died, sent in their absentee ballots, and then died the next day. Maybe that happened. But since it's highly unlikely, would it be a good idea for us to just take a peek and get an idea? What about the thousands, the tens of thousands of underage voters? How did that happen? What do you do with those ballots? Because they should be tossed. And I'd be curious to know, what was the ratio of those to the others? Because that might be pretty telling. The same with the number of people who moved out of the state. Same with the number of people who changed counties. The same with the number of people who had never previously voted. And I could go on. A forensic audit, folks, would do nothing except ease everybody's minds. What about the voting machines for Dominion? Wouldn't you want to see that? There's lots of vote stealing shenanigans that went on here, and they don't want us to even take a peek. And the media and social giants continue to lie. Social media giants, I should say. They've gone much further than just lying. Twitter and Facebook now collude in the purge. They've been banning us from the platform, and a host of other things. They want to silence us. Why? Let me put it this way. There is nothing that a leftist says that I would silence. Nothing. If I had a platform, I'd say, bring your nonsense over and we will dispute it, period. We can have a discussion. They don't want our discussion. And it's very simple as to why. Because it makes sense. And if it leaks out that we are actually the good guys, they're done. So I want you to think about that as your solution. How do you leak something out that we're the good guys? Well, you smile and you explain who they are. That's what you do. You do it with ridicule. Those little wry smiles that say, you're an idiot, but I'll still entertain you. I'll talk to you. I'll show you how big of an idiot you are. You've run into them before. You've dealt with them. People that say things or do things, and you're like, okay, you asked for this. And then you school them. That's what we've got to get to. We've got to change the way we deal with these leftists.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.